There's good penalties and bad penalties and unlucky ones. You know, sometimes you're a bit unlucky, you're in a fight at a breakdown and a referee deems you, but there's a couple of stupid ones that are down to just bad decisions from the players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. Coming up, we hear from Ireland captain Caelan Doris ahead of tomorrow's test with Fiji. Andy Farrell provides clarity regarding Jonathan Sexton's role with the current squad. And Bundee Aki addresses those rumours of a move to France. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, Ireland had their captain's run at the Aviva today ahead of their test with Fiji tomorrow afternoon. Cormac Izichukwu and Gus McCarthy will make their Ireland debuts tomorrow from the start, and captain Caelan Doris shared what his message to the young players will be.
Enjoy it is the big one that we always speak about. The two lads in particular getting their debuts this week, like they're pretty calm and confident players and people anyway. They've come in pretty seamlessly. You look at Gus in particular, who's only 21, and he's had a pretty steep rise from captaining Blackrock in the SCT a couple of years ago to 20s to Leinster, Emerging Ireland. So he's been had a pretty seamless transition the whole way, and he's settled in really well in the group, trained really well, and he's got his well-deserved opportunity now. And Izzy as well has showed his class. He's gone on a bit of a longer journey through the sevens and whatnot, and then he showed his class in Ulster over the last season or so. So I feel they're definitely about ready, and I'm looking forward to see how they go tomorrow.
Fiji scrum half Frank Lomani claimed this week that Ireland are vulnerable based on the ill discipline and errors that have peppered their last two tests with the All Blacks and Argentina. But Doris believes Ireland can mitigate against that supposed vulnerability.
I think they'll probably be confident based off a few of their results and how they've gone against Wales and Spain last week. If it's around the discipline they're looking at, I'm not sure exactly, but there's a lot of belief within our camp still. We feel we've got the right people showing us the way, and there's excitement about what we can do. The discipline has obviously been talked about a lot, and it's been an area that's been very good for us historically, so we're looking forward to getting back on track there tomorrow.
Doris says Lomani's comments will add a bit more spice to tomorrow's game.
I think so. I mean, we definitely respect them, how they play. The two things you kind of look at are their pace and their skill set, the way they throw the ball around, but also they're a very powerful team. It's going to be a very physical game. I remember the one a couple of years back for how physical it was. So it's going to be the same tomorrow, and looking forward to the challenge of that.
Bundee Aki is among the more experienced players returning to the Ireland starting 15 tomorrow. A less than stellar display against the All Blacks saw him drop from the squads to play the Pumas last week. Aki's also been linked with a move to Toulon in recent weeks. However, the Connacht centre confirmed he is under contract to Connacht and the IRFU through to the summer of 2026, which has seemingly put off the French giants. Aki, however, wasn't being drawn on those transfer stories.
The situation right now is to play with Connacht, to play with Ireland. That's what I've got to say. It's got nothing to do with me.
Aki also shared how he dealt with being dropped last week by head coach Andy Farrell.
Oh, it's a healthy, honest relationship with Fez, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you take it on the chin and you just got to be better and, you know, take the opportunity of the week to nullify your mistakes and, you know, to be a better person and to be a better rugby player, you know. The two boys that played last weekend were unbelievable. You know, you've still got the likes of Big Stu, the likes of Jamie Osborne, lads are coming through. So, you know, the lads put up a big challenge last week, and it's up to myself to be able to, you know, put my best foot forward and, you know, to step up another notch, you know what I mean? And it's always good to have that competition with us.
Jonathan Sexton continues to work with the squad this week, having been brought on board to assist the at-halves prior to that first test with the All Blacks. Head coach Andy Farrell says Sexton has only been enlisted for this window, but the signs are good that he could well return.
It's defined at the minute. How I went about my start as a coach, it was open enough because things then are allowed to grow organically. But as far as roles and coming in and finding his feet, obviously kicking, place kicking is one. He's taken hold of the high ball stuff, which is two, the mentoring of players that you would expect him to mentor and advise, and being around the whole group, and not just that, being another voice within the squad or another brain within sharing ideas, etc. So I've seen a big improvement, because you know Johnny, you wouldn't want to come in all screaming and look at me, I'm here, etc. You know, he's coming softly at the start, and he's certainly building through it now, and we see a lot of improvement in the areas that he's coaching at the minute.
Farrell, however, does not agree that players such as Jack Crowley, who have played alongside Sexton, would be better having some distance from their former teammate.
I know, I've heard that said by a few. That couldn't be any further from the truth. Honestly, these guys, they love sharing their thoughts, and even more importantly, Johnny sharing his thoughts on them, all that he's trying to do, and they 100% know this, that he's there to help them, and they appreciate that.
But Farrell did agree with Doris that Frank Lomani's comments will add some extra needle to tomorrow's test.
You think the lads don't read it, but they do. They do. They might tell you that they don't, but 100% they do. It's great. It's what you want. You want to play against sides that are confident, who think that it's an opportunity for themselves, because we have to rise to that.
Some big news from Munster today. They've confirmed that their forwards coach, Andy Kiriakou, is leaving the province with immediate effect to return to his family in the UK. Kiriakou has been with Munster as a coach since April 2021, when he initially joined as Elite Player Development Officer with the Academy. He'd played for the province during the 2006-2007 season. He was promoted to forwards coach ahead of the 2022-23 season, helping them that year win the URC title. His departure continues a spell of tumult at Munster following the departure by mutual consent of head coach Graham Rowntree in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the door has been left ajar for Felix Jones to join Munster as their head coach. The former Munster and Ireland fullback is currently essentially on gardening leave with England after tendering his resignation owing to an unstable working environment. He's working remotely during this Autumn Nations series, with various reports suggesting that Jones has had little to no involvement in Steve Borthwick's setup. His contract precludes him from working with another Tier 1 nation within the spell of his notice period. However, there is no such roadblock to working with a club or indeed a province. Munster and the RFU would still have to find compensation to extricate Jones from his contract with the RFU. Tom Curry will start England's final Autumn Nations series clash with Japan at Twickenham on Sunday, just 2 weeks after he was knocked out against Australia. The Sale flanker is one of two changes to the England side that suffered a 29-20 defeat to South Africa last week, along with George Furbank's return at fullback. Curry picked up what is now his second concussion of the season and fifth in 2 years, but is preferred ahead of Chandler Cunningham-South, who drops to the bench. Speaking of flankers, Sia Khaleesi has given his backing to Under Fire Wales head coach Warren Gatland. The odds are heavily stacked in favour of Khaleesi's Springboks to extend Wales' record 11 test losing streak when the sides meet in Cardiff tomorrow. But Khaleesi told the media that if anyone can arrest Wales' slump, it's Gatland, and the box captain believes their hosts will give them a stern test tomorrow.
The forwards, I think they got over 5 penalties in the scrums. So they've got a peg, you know, that can stand up against anyone. So that's already a great foundation for the team, you know. And I think from us, the focus has solely been on us, on what we have to do as a team, and as coach has already spoken. We want to make sure we get a better performance from the group. You know, the last two games, yes, we got the win, but we didn't achieve what we wanted to achieve. Obviously, winning is the most important, but the team performance that we're looking for, and to close off the year, you know, properly as a group, so that we can see what worked, what hasn't worked, you know, because last week we had a lot of plans, but we didn't do them. A couple of individual moments worked, but when we needed something great, you know, the team did come through. So the focus has been on us, but we know Wales, we've played them in many games, and every time you play them here, it's a different story. You know, it's hard to beat them here, and I think a lot of us have lost here a couple of times, so they're going to play for 80 minutes. They're going to give it everything they can. They're not going to stop. And that's how we know them, and that's what we're expecting this weekend.
Former Scotland captain Jamie Ritchie will make his first start of the All Nations series after being selected for Sunday's home clash with Australia. The Edinburgh flanker, who lost his status as a regular starter this year, has been added to the team after Jack Dempsey picked up an injury against the Springboks a fortnight ago. Scott Cummings returns to the second row after a one-match ban, and Tom Jordan drops to the bench. Joseph Suaalii, meanwhile, returns to the Wallabies midfield in place of the suspended Samu Karevi for that game. And his debut for Western Forces, Harry Potter, yes, that is his name, on the wing as he replaces Max Jorgensen. Jake Gordon returns as scrum half, while Harry Wilson is restored to number 8 for Joe Schmidt's side. That's it for today's, and indeed this week's, Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, enjoy the weekend's rugby, and I'll talk to you on Monday.